Well, I think it's a lot of it is just angst and of the unknown, not knowing. We went through this before when we changed the assessment tests. We changed from the TOS to the TAX, and now we're changing from the TAX to the STAR. Mm-hmm. And there's always angst in that. It's the unknown. The problem with the currently is we put in place in 2009 a transition plan for the rankings and the ratings of the school districts.
Right.
We seem to have forgotten that the ninth graders this year would be utilizing their end of course exams as part of their grade. And that's what we forgot to address. To me, that's the issue for the moment right now, is the ninth graders. And that's all it is the ninth graders. Because what we're going to do is have this transition. Everyone will feel settled after this period of time, and they begin the 2012-2013 year. I feel very comfortable in the letter that I sent to Robert Scott to say, you know, this is a fairness issue. The ninth graders should not be held responsible if the school districts are not being held accountable.
Yeah.
So I think we're on the right path here. I think most what you're hearing is the unknown, the angst that goes along with the unknown, and now that pressure's been taken off.
Right, and you know, as I led into the segment earlier, you know, just the fact is you've got all these parents out there who are getting those sheets from school that the kids are bringing home. So these are the things we're getting ready for, the STAR exam, and a lot of parents going, whoa, didn't we have the TAX, didn't we have the TAS, and now we have this new thing, and they do feel a little overwhelmed.
But you have to remember, the whole reason we changed to this new structure, we change our assessment system every 10 years. That's a fact. But the whole reason we left the TAX proposal and it started with end of course and STAR was because parents and teachers came over and over again and said, oh my gosh, we hate the TAX.
Mm-hmm.
There's teaching to the test is ridiculous.
Right.
Well, we agree with that, and we changed the entire structure, and now we don't teach to the test anymore. We won't be teaching to the test anymore. This is a much better system. You teach the curriculum, and then you're tested at the end on the curriculum alone.
Right.
There shouldn't be all these benchmark tests that people are complaining about anymore. In fact, any school district that's doing more than 10% benchmark testing, which is the local school's teaching to the test, are violating the state law. We said only 10% in 2009. We said only 10% of your school days can be used for benchmark testing locally. So if there are those, and we've been hearing there are, they've been testing kids every single day to prepare for the STAR, that's in violation of state law.
Always growing pains with these things. We'll see
how it all
works out. State Senator Florence Shapiro from Plano, thank you.
You're so welcome. Always. Thank you.